My name is Linda McCarthy, and I live in Dublin, Ireland. And I am delighted to be able to have this opportunity to speak to people about Jeremy Griffith's wonderful book, Freedom, the End of the Human Condition. This book to me is, well, I couldn't really say what it is to me, is some one of the most exciting discoveries I have come across on my inner journey. And I can only really reiterate what Professor Harry Prosen said about this book. And he said, I have no hesitation. And I think, yes, this is true. I have no hesitation in saying this is the grail. This is the holy grail of understanding that we have all been searching for. And now we can be reconciled within ourselves and see ourselves as being, in a sense, the heroes. And when I say heroes, I mean, you know, for young men getting out of bed in the morning, suffering as they do with all the trauma that is within them, they are heroes. The getting up out of bed and starting the day in this chaotic, crazy world that we live in. And now this book is giving us the gift to say to other people, I know what you are suffering. I have been there. And we can get there together. We can realize and be reconciled together. I am very upset and concerned about younger generations. From people as young as 13, 14, 15 onwards. And to see such desolation within human beings and the struggling and the despair makes me feel that there has to be something, there has to be some understanding where we can acknowledge and validate. We can say to somebody, I know, I have been there, because I have been there. I know what it's like to suffer in that way. R.D. Lang had said that the most obvious thing about the human condition is that we are invisible to each other. And, you know, to see a struggling soul, a struggling human being, and to know that whatever is going on inside them, all this turbulence and turmoil is invisible to us, but we can know that there is a reason for it, and we can help them to find a way out of that chaos in their lives. I did philosophy and sociology. I had two, three specifically wonderful lectures there. But again, I found that it was lacking for me, that there was something lacking, that was some kind of total overarching sense of philosophy and sociology. And that would be an interpretation of what it is to be a human being in the totality of the human life world. As Jeremy says, you know, this book is not about ideology, you know, it's not about religion, it's not about faith. It is about all those things in a certain perspective, but it's not dogma, it's not doctrine, it's not religion, it's not ideology, it's not the evasive mechanistic science that reduces everything, you know, and hasn't the capacity to comprehend the wholeness, the holistic sense of our being. And, you know, that's what Jeremy Griffith's work does. And I think it's so powerfully important to recognize that. You feel in your heart and soul that you've only been given piecemeal explanations, you know, and all these partial understandings, they don't cohere. So coherence, you know, and reconciliation is of paramount importance to me, you know, and this is where I think the book brings all that together, you know, and it's accessible and it's understandable and it's scientific. And it's just everything I hope for, everything I hope for. And I'm so thankful to the World Transformation Movement for making this all possible. And now, you know, with Jeremy Griffith's work, we can make sense of the life world, you know, which is, well, hallelujah, hallelujah. That being Irish, I think the Irish have a certain reticence and they hold back. And whereas I feel within myself, I feel this surge of excitement and this surge of being overwhelmed. I'm trying to contain it as well at the same time. So it's difficult for me, you know, because I do have that reticence, and so it's very hard for me sometimes to express the exuberance, you know, that I feel. But I do feel that, you know, it's an ebullience of joy, an ebullience of joy.